Springfield's Talk 1041. Hello, everyone. How do you do? Halfway through the week, it is Wednesday. Going to be another beautiful day. I keep opening the show with that because there was a period of time months ago where it was just rain and dreary, and it seemed like it was never going to end. I kind of like it. I like the rainy, dreary days, but I like sunny days as well. I've got D-Wampler coming up in the 7 o'clock hour because, of course, it is Wednesday. Also, I've got my hands on information coming from folks that are in the Springfield Public Schools. And it's information that employees, teachers within the school district are saying that they are being provided as sort of a required re-education camp. Much of it, as you probably would anticipate, is dividing based on race and indoctrinating folks into believing that if you are colorblind, that you're covertly a white supremacist. If, you know, if kids just want to be kids and they don't care about color, that is covert white supremacy. If you believe that all lives are equal, if you believe any of the teachings of Martin Luther King Jr., you are a covertly white supremacist. And it goes into some very, frankly, it's sad detail that is turning the clock back to the evil days of segregation. And people with the leftist ideology since recorded history have, for whatever reason, this desire to segregate people, to create these levels of sins that, you know, and then they are the great deciders. Well, if you are in this category, then you are put up here. If you're in this category, you're put down here. And there is a power in that. And I was fortunate enough to grow up in an era where particularly young people were just allowed to love other people because they're people, they're human beings. We did not have this overt attempt by segments of the population to divide us and to create divisions where they didn't exist. I was fortunate. Now, generations before that didn't necessarily have. We healed from those sins. We evolved out of this idea of segregating people based on race, not just physically, but intellectually and emotionally. And much of that is because our parents or my parents' generation saw the evil nature of that. But as often is the case, when you get a generation or two removed from it, those awful sins and divisions get repeated. And that's what we're seeing again. And unfortunately, it's in our public school system. So I want to share some of that information with you coming up here this morning. First, Don Luzader is going to kick things off with the latest news update.
And good morning. Family members of a man killed when a TV tower collapsed in Fordland are suing the Missouri State Board of Governors. 56-year-old Steve LeMay from Washington State died when the Ozarks Public Television Tower fell back in 2018. He was part of a crew hired to do upgrades on the tower. But the lawsuit says Missouri State, which owned that tower, did not give him the right equipment to make the changes. An OSHA report blamed the collapse on the removal of key bolts during a bracing procedure. The Niagara School District is switching to a virtual learning schedule because of some positive cases of COVID-19. Kids will be learning from home through at least Friday, October 2nd. All extracurricular activities have been called off. And Missouri's Attorney General Eric Schmidt, along with 47 state attorneys general, reaching an agreement that brings debt relief to former ITT students nationwide. Loans, interest, and fees will be canceled for 1,300 people in Missouri. ITT operated 4 campuses here in the Show Me State, including 1 in Springfield. And that is the latest news.
The KTTS First Alert Forecast, sponsored by Anchor Tactical Supply. Today, mostly sunny, a high of 83. Tonight, mostly clear, 64 low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 80. And Friday, sunny, with a high of 77 expected. We are tomorrow also going to have the, no, sorry, Friday, getting ahead of myself, another Springfield's Talk 104.1 face mask giveaway. We did this last Friday, and it was very popular, so we are going to be doing it again, this time Ming Auto Beauty Center. These are masks that have 104.1 KSGF, and then Reagan's quote, government is not the solution to the problem. Government is the problem. So if you have to, or even if you choose to don a mask, but you do want to send the message that you don't believe the answer to the problems that we have, and coronavirus being one of them, and is the way that government's going about dealing with it, it's an opportunity for you to display that. And those masks, limited time, like I said, Friday, they ran out pretty quickly, so that's why Ming Auto Beauty Center said, well, hey, we'll do this. You can use our location as well, so big thank you to them. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Those masks will be available Friday, 8 a.m. They are at 1273 East Republic Road. Now, that is just off of National to the east a bit. So you can stop by there on Friday and go ahead and pick one of those up. As is often the case, people either who work within the city of Springfield, usually Greene County, or the Springfield Public School District, will send information because of the alarming nature of the indoctrination that is occurring and the divisions that some in charge are insistent on creating amongst people, administrators, teachers, and then having that, of course, trickle down to kids. And it's evil. Whatever the intent is, I think for some it is about power. That they, as odd as it may sound, they get off on telling some kids that you are morally inferior because of your skin color, whether you know it or not. And if you don't know it, that's proof that you're morally inferior as displayed through white supremacy. It was just a couple of years ago, maybe two, three, maybe it was even last year. The school district got called out and had to take corrective action because they were having segregated field trips. They were allowing field trips or providing field trips for kids of color and telling white kids, no, not for you. And they weren't, it wasn't a race-related event either. It wasn't like some Black Lives Matter event, and so, well, we think it's appropriate to take black children there. Well, that wasn't what it was. I mean, there's just segregation, just as many of you may have grown up in an era of segregation as well and thought that we cleansed ourselves of those sins, but there is an attempt to bring them back. Well, and it is back. I don't even know if that corrective action that was directed for the Springfield Public School District was ever even covered by the news. I mean, I covered it. I mean, we're talking in, it was probably 2017, 2018, 2019. Springfield Public Schools gets in trouble for segregating kids based on color, and there's no outrage, there's no coverage of it. So I'm going to share with you the latest education camps that apparently they've set up, according to some that work within the school district. So I'll share that with you next here on Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Here's the latest traffic. I've received photos, if you will, of lessons that, it's my understanding, are part of required re-education for teachers in the Springfield Public School District. And it is all about creating divisions, as we have seen occur culturally for some time now. And there are a few of them, and Sarah will get these posted up so you can see them on our Facebook page. One of them is titled The Oppression Matrix. And this is the sort of stuff, of course, that you would once upon a time see. Once upon a time, it would have been perhaps Aryan Nation putting this out. Now, the colors and, you know, the sinners would and the victims would be swapped, but it's the same idea, the same presentation. Or extreme radicals from years ago. Well, unfortunately, you get extreme radicals in positions to teach individuals that are going into education. Well, that's what those educators learn. And then they get in to positions like, administrators who make the decisions for the public schools. And then, they are then trickling it down. They are re-educating otherwise normal people into believing this stuff. Now, obviously, some don't, and that's how I end up getting my hands on it, because there's a great deal of concern. And they, of course, don't want to go public, because much of the nature of those who do divide is to punish those who raise their hand and say, this isn't right. Creating divisions is wrong. It's not healthy. It's immoral. And those people get punished and sometimes even lose their jobs. So the oppression matrix is one of the lessons, and along the top banner it says oppression matrix, and then you see on either side a fist in chains. Had a little creative imagery there. And it lists the types of oppression, the privileged social group, the border social group, and then the oppressed social group. And then the social identity category. So the first type of oppression is racism. And, of course, what they are teaching is that there is only one type of person based on skin color that can be racist, and that's white people. Border social groups are biracial people. So if you are, let's say, a black guy who marries or dates a white girl, then you might be a little bit racist, or at least a race traitor. And this is something that actually has been oppressing black people for some time. Barack Obama had a white girlfriend in college that he broke up with because she was white, by his own admission. He felt that it wasn't going to be socially acceptable. For a while, culturally, in the world of pop culture, Madonna and Snoop Dogg were an item, but he had to break up with her because of being a black person, and those who want to keep the races divided oppress black people so that they don't mix races, which ironically is something that white supremacists want. And so they have a pressure, and they have for some time put upon them not to be in a biracial relationship. And in this piece here from the school district, they list biracial people as being on the border of racist. And then, of course, those who aren't capable of being racist but are the oppressed are Asian, black, Latina, Latino, and Native people. Sexism, male, assigned at birth, of course. So they throw in the rejection of science in here as well. Which, of course, because I was assigned male at birth, according to their vision of things, makes me sexist. Intersex people are a border social group, and then female assigned at birth are the oppressed group. Now, of course, the matrix here isn't truly a matrix, because what it doesn't address is, what about white females or white individuals who are assigned female at birth, because they list the privileged group as being white, but the oppressed group as female assigned at birth, but they don't notate what happens if you are a white female assigned at birth. But that's where things get a little bit messy, see. It's easier to cut clean lines between people if you don't think about such things. Transgender oppression, privileged social group, gender conforming, and cisgender men and women. So in other words, if you're lame and you conform to the gender some random doctor, then that means you are privileged. Gender ambiguous, cis men and women are border social groups, and transgender, gender queer, and intersex people are oppressed groups. Heterosexism, heterosexuals, privileged social group. Now, again, what if you are a black heterosexual? How does that work? Because the heterosexual component puts you in the privileged social group, but being black, they say, means that you're actually oppressed. Again, that's not really noted or identified here because things become messy. It's difficult to put people in segregated boxes if you start taking those different aspects into consideration here. Bisexuals are border social groups. Lesbians and gay men are oppressed social groups. Now, what I'm going through here is information that I've been provided by folks who say this is, as teachers in the Springfield Public School District, they are being given this in sort of a re-education camp as required education. Classism, rich upper class people are privileged, middle class people are border social group, and working class poor people are oppressed social groups. Ableism, able-bodied people, you're privileged. People with temporary disabilities, you know, sprain your ankle, break your arm, you are border social group, and if you are disabled, you are oppressed. Religious oppression, if you're a Protestant, you are the problem in this country. You are the oppressor. If you're Roman Catholic, historically, parenthetically, you are a border social group. Oppressed social group, Jews, Muslims, Hindus, and Sikhs. So, essentially, Christians bad, every other religion is good. Especially Muslims, because they have no track record at all of oppressing people. None. Especially over in the Middle East, where they have Sharia law and everything. They are the opposite of oppressors. Ageism, adultism, adults are privileged, young adults are border social groups, elders and young people are oppressed social groups. Now, of course, if you set aside the dangerous nature of telling the, you know, hey, you know, these people over here are oppressing you and causing those divisions, this shows how out of touch these people actually are with what's going on in the world and in society. Part of the problem today is that in at least a great deal of instances, young people are allowed to run the world. They're allowed to call the shots. This is part of the problem. It has become Lord of the Flies, yet they are being taught you're actually oppressed. Now, there is also, and I'm going to take a break, and I want to share with you the pyramid that they have developed, where it tells us the overt white supremacy, which is socially unacceptable, but then there is the massive base of the pyramid in which white supremacists like the Klan and Nazis and so forth are able to rest, and it's the covert white supremacy, and it's how if you're white, all of the things that you do that you are covertly being a white supremacist. Or more importantly, if teachers see students doing or saying any of these things, that means that they're actually white supremacist. That next, Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. As I often do, I get information. A lot of times it's literature on what government entities are attempting to indoctrinate their employees into. And one of the latest is coming from, according to my sources, the Springfield Public School District and the education camps that they've set up for teachers. And one of the, of course, the theme is making sure they understand white kids are a part of a white supremacist structure, and that everyone needs to understand that they are part of the problem, and making sure, of course, that teachers and then by trickle down, kids understand that the white kids are essentially their enemy, and that they need to be aware of that. It's a great way to create unity. Start it off early. Incidentally, you want to know why it is that hatred for Israel and the Jewish people has become so impossible to overcome in parts of the Middle East? It's because at a very young age, they teach them this same sort of information. That the Jews are bad, that the Jews are the oppressors and the Muslims are the oppressed, that the Jews are privileged and the Muslims are the oppressed, that problems that occur, it's because of the Jewish people. All of the ills in life, the wrongs in life are because of the Jewish people, and even the Jews that don't know it are part of the problem. And they are taught that at a very young age. They're taught that in education. They're taught that in educational programming. And look what it leads to. Utilizing that same method of indoctrination in our public schools is no person can genuinely believe that is going to lead to a positive outcome. You would especially think anyone who is in the world of education, these are supposed to be informed, educated people. Yet seemingly they are aware of human or unaware of human behavior and unaware of what this sort of indoctrination does to people as individuals, what it does to cultures, what it does to societies. I have yet to learn of a peaceful, unified society in which people get along and love one another, in which those generations were taught at a very young age how this group did bad things to you and this group is oppressing you. Show me where that has occurred. I can give you plenty of examples where the results are horrific. Again, current day Middle East. But we've seen it historically over and over and over again. We're going to get a traffic update, and I'm going to share with you the white supremacy a pyramid that is part of this teaching coming up on Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I am Nick Reed. Don Luzader with the latest news update.
Good morning. The Springfield Greene County Health Department says two more people have died from COVID-19. Health officials say both were men, one in his 70s, the other in his 80s, and both with underlying conditions. The health department says the total number of deaths in the county has risen to 46 since the pandemic began. The University of Missouri says two students have been expelled and three others suspended for violating rules that are meant to slow the spread of the coronavirus. A news release says those sanctions were necessary because of flagrant violations of rules and regulations that require students who test positive to isolate themselves and comply with social distancing requirements. 11 student organizations are under investigation. And that is the latest news.
KTTS First Alert Forecast, sponsored by St. Clair of the Ozarks Home Improvements. Mostly sunny with a high of 83 today. Clear 60 tonight. Mostly sunny 80 tomorrow. And Friday, sunny with a high of 77. It's 54 and clear now. Coming up, there is going to be a Preby Strong 1062 Family Walk Run at Miller Park. This is in Republic. Officer Preby, who came home just last week. Saturday, October 24th, you can show your support by participating in a family mile walk run, 5K, 10K, or half marathon. Proceeds benefit the Preby family and Special Olympics Missouri, which, of course, Officer Preby has been very instrumental in a very important part of. After the races, there will be food trucks, games, a dunk tank, and lots of fun. You can get more details about the Preby Strong at 1062 Family Walk Run at KSGF.com. So we're talking here about information that has been passed along to me, folks within the Springfield Public School District, saying that as teachers, it is information that they are being provided as part of required learning that is teaching them to to segregate intellectually, to look at different people differently based on their race, and categorizing essentially white kids as being bad oppressors, no matter what their background, and others as being oppressed by them. And they also have distributed a white supremacy triangle. And in the socially unacceptable, the very top, the peak of it, they have lynching, hate crimes, blackface, the N-word, swastikas, neo-Nazis, burning crosses, racist jokes, racial slurs, and the KKK. And the following is what they call covert white supremacy. So this is stuff if they, you know, hear colleagues or white kids expressing any of this stuff, then that means that they are covertly actually white supremacists. One of those things, if they happen to see, you know, somebody committing a crime that is black and they call the police, then that means they are covertly a white supremacist. If they know someone who, you know, maybe someone breaks into their home, they call the police, and that person who broke into their home happens to be black, and they don't call out that person for it, then they are a white supremacist covertly. It's called white science. Colorblindness. Now, of course, many of us grew up learning from Martin Luther King Jr., that colorblindness was the goal. Of course, he famously talked about wanting a country where his kids could grow up and not be seen by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. And now that dream of Martin Luther King Jr. is called white supremacy. So it's interesting that in the school districts today, and not just there, but elsewhere, that the lessons of that Martin Luther King Jr. is today considered a white supremacist by their definition because he wanted a colorblind society. White parents self-segregating neighborhoods and schools, Eurocentric curriculum, white savior complex, spiritual bypassing, which now let's white savior complex. This essentially is the belief as a white person that you have to come in and save non-white people. The part of that that is so interesting is that this entire curriculum is just that. It is the belief by white people that they need to categorize people based on race for the purposes of helping the underprivileged, as they list themselves in some of these teachings. Education funding from property taxes is, which the Springfield Public Schools, I do believe much of their funding comes from property taxes, that they say is covert white supremacy. Discriminatory lending, mass incarceration, respectability politics, tone policing, racist mascots, not believing experiences of BIPOC, Make America Great Again, of course. So anyone who's a Trump supporter is a covert white supremacist, according to this information that I'm being told is mandatory learning for teachers in the public school district. Blaming the victim, hiring discrimination, saying you don't sound black, which, of course, in today's context, Joe Biden once praising Barack Obama for. No, it's Harry Reid who said that he didn't have the, in Harry words, Harry Reid's exact quote, Negro dialect, and Joe Biden praising Obama for being the first articulate black person in mainstream politics. So at least there's a bit of an acknowledgement here. Many of these things are applicable to Democrats and the Democrat Party. Don't blame me. I never owned slaves. bootstrap theory, that is, you are ultimately responsible for writing your own story. And if you believe that everyone, no matter what their race is, has the ability to do so, that means that you are covertly racist or white supremacist. Not racist, specifically white supremacy. Let's see, school-to-prison pipeline, police murdering, BIPOC, virtuous victim narrative, higher infant and maternal mortality rate for BIPOC, we're talking people of color. What about me? All lives matter, of course. Unity. So looking for unity. White people who want unity amongst all people are covert white supremacists. Racial profiling, denying white privilege. So if you've had a, you know, if you're white and you have created your own destiny and you had obstacles and you overcame them, if you weren't just handed things for being white and you understand and acknowledge that, that means that you are participating in covert white supremacy. Let's see. Prioritizing white voices as experts. Treating kids of color as adults. What you're supposed to treat them as, they don't necessarily indicate here. Inequitable health care. Assuming good intentions are enough. Not challenging racist jokes. Cultural appropriation. Eurocentric beauty standards. Anti-immigration policies. You know, you could just go through these and the contradictions back to back. They've got cultural appropriation and the Eurocentric beauty standards. Now we've seen, okay, so you have white people having Eurocentric beauty standards. In other words, adhering to quote unquote white people beauty standards, that means that you're a white supremacist covertly. But if you veer outside of adhering to Eurocentric beauty standards into a non-Eurocentric beauty standard as a white person, then you're culturally appropriating, which they also say is covert white supremacy. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Anti-immigration policies. Considering AAVE uneducated, that's African-American vernacular. It once upon a time, it was called Ebonics. The name for it has evolved over time. Denial of racism, tokenism, English-only initiatives, self-appointed white ally, exceptionalism, fearing people of color, police brutality, fetishizing BIPOC, pointing out to a black person that they're articulate, which, again, that's specifically what Joe Biden said about Barack Obama. Celebration of Columbus Day. Claiming reverse racism. So, in other words, if you see an individual that is acting in a manner that is racist, but they aren't white, then that, if you're white and you see other people who aren't white being racist, that means that you're actually the racist. Weaponized whiteness. Believing we are post-racial. Well, they're making sure we're not. Housing discrimination. But we are one big human family. There's only one human race. So recognizing humanity as ultimately the priority here over skin color means that you are covert white supremacist. Now, as I mentioned, there's a number of contradictions here, but ultimately what it all boils down to is no matter what you do, if you're white, you're bad. It doesn't matter. Don't do this. Okay, I'll do this. Nope, can't do that either. Well, you don't leave me any choice. I mean, they literally have it set up to where not being racist makes you racist. They deal with this issue much like they do climate change, where no matter what happens, it's proof that they're right. you have a drought, it's proof that they're right. If we have floods, it's proof that they're right. Lack of hurricanes, it's proof that they're right. Too many hurricanes, it's proof that they're right. So no matter what the earth does, it's proof that man is destroying the planet. No matter what white people do, it's proof that they're racist. Now, there is an... what I want to share with you next is also... And this is information that I've received, and I'm told that this is a part of a education camp, if you will, for that is mandatory for teachers in the Springfield Public School System. One of those areas is land acknowledgement. And the acknowledgement and honor of the Native and Indigenous people whose lands we currently gather on and so forth. And this, this is fantastic for a couple of different reasons. I'll share that next. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. As I often do, I received information from, in this case, people with connections to Springfield Public School System claiming that the following I've been talking about this hour is information that's part of required re-education for teachers. And it's marginalizing students based on race. And it's all based on the premise telling all kids of colors that the white kids are their suppressors and that they are covertly white supremacist. They also have what is called a land acknowledgement, and it reads a land acknowledgement. We'll have these. You can see this information up at KS, or I think it'll be up at KSGF.com, but also our Facebook page. It says a land acknowledgement is a formal statement that recognizes and respects Native people as traditional stewards of this land and the enduring relationship between Native and Indigenous people and their traditional territories. Below is a statement that the Office of Equity and Diversity created for Springfield Public Schools R12. As we began our training, we want to acknowledge and honor the Native and Indigenous peoples whose land we currently gather on. Springfield Public Schools is built on ancestral territory of the Osage, Delaware, and Kickapoo Nations of people in doing social justice work. Again, I thought these were teachers, but evidently they're social justice workers now. In doing social justice work, it's important we acknowledge the dark history and violence against Native Indigenous people across the world. In this work, we are committed to promoting, supporting, and affirming all communities, especially those that are marginalized. Now, the irony here is this whole entire indoctrination is about marginalizing based on race. And this is how evil operates. It masquerades as something else. There's a movie that has Al Pacino and Keanu Reeves in it. And Al Pacino is Satan. And he is masquerading as a very high-profile defense attorney in New York City. And he recruits Keanu Reeves' character. And he's this really, you know, he's this hugely rich, powerful individual. And he's at one point, he's riding the subway. And Keanu Reeves is a character. He's asking him, you know, he's like, why are you riding the subway? I mean, just insanely rich. And there's a back and forth exchange where he's explaining to him, you never want to see him coming. So he's essentially saying you want to be in cop. In order to be most effective, you don't want people to know who you are and what you're really doing if you want to accomplish your goals. And that's what people who marginalize, particularly based on religion or race, that's what they do. They portray themselves as trying to unify when they're, in fact, dividing. They portray themselves as trying to do away with the marginalization of students when, in fact, they are the ones that are laying out the margins. And it's very dangerous because, one, it's dishonest, but, two, it can be very effective because it allows the people who truly do believe in bringing people together and fighting the marginalization of individuals that is what they're doing when they are creating the very world that they want defeated. We've got Dee Wampler coming up, and I've got another break. I do have a few other thoughts I want to share on this, and I'll do that here in just a couple of moments. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. We've been talking this hour about some of the indoctrination and that the Springfield Public School District is trying to, I'll use the term brainwash on the teachers. Of course, their ultimate goal is that it'll trickle down to students, in which everything from being, if you're a Trump supporter to a supporter of police, you are a covert white supremacist. If you simply want to love people for who they are and not their skin color, you're covertly a white supremacist. And we've got some of that information posted on our Facebook page, and you can go back and listen to the hour if you missed any of it. It's evil. I mean, this is absolute evil. And from what I've been told, teachers are not just required to learn this, but they're required, the verbiage that was provided me, to, quote, respond to it. And that is to make sure that you understand. In other words, you have to agree with this. And if you don't, then we'll take the next steps. I've got a piece I've shared in the past, and I'm going to share it in the upcoming hour, and it's about totalitarianism. And it is the dangerous mindset of people in charge who aren't simply satisfied with you accepting they're in charge and here's how it's going to be done, but they want you to prove that you believe it as well. And that's the sort of thing that seems to be going on in the Springfield Public School District. I'm telling you, the school board is either part of this evil or they're neglecting their duty in order to fix it. We've got news in 60 seconds. I'm Nick Reed.